Good afternoon to the Hopkins Junior High School Intermediate Orchestra and to your director, Mr. Conway. This is Dr. Steve Benham from Duquesne University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm really looking forward to hearing your group. As you begin, you have a nice sound there, good warm sound. But be sure that you all lock into the tempo right off the bat. So that means viols, cellos, and basses. Particularly viols and cellos in the second measure five. Really make sure that you're keeping up with what the first violins are doing. Very nice dynamic contrast there, measure nine, and then following. The accents at the end of measure 30, cello and bass. Nice dynamic contrast here. Good crescendo. As I'm listening to you play, I'm thinking some of the next things you might work on would be more fourth fingers for violins and violas on the A's. And D's, we're not playing open strings. And cellos, I think we can definitely shift up into fourth position and play some of those open A's and open D's as finger notes instead. Another example of where you could shift up into fourth position. First of all, since you're up on the E string up there, use a little bit faster bow speed, and that will help you get a tone that's a little bit more centered and rings a little bit better. Also move close to the bridge. Full bows again there for violins. More bow. And then don't rush the ending. One and two and one. But good opening for a smooth movement, nice stay together, good sense of style. We're pretty slow here, we're going to have a hard time keeping the sense of phrase. Finger A would be lovely there. Measure six. Vibrato, warm it up there. It's a good group. I think you guys absolutely should be working on vibrato. Some of you are, but this really would help you warm up your sound. Nice crescendo. Now you're going faster. Do you intend to? Because ironically, the mezzo mosso part isn't until measure 23 coming up here. Good phrase there. Yeah, I actually we slowed down, see? So, I'm sorry, this has been almost a non-multiple motion. So, slowing down here is fine. At the beginning, just too slow. I'm back here in a dark corner. I think I need to get some light. Good. A little more pulse on this, on beat three, violin one, and beat two here. Nice job overall. Did a good job sustaining that. I liked it. I think you were very well prepared on it. offbeat should be just a little bit quieter so we get more of the melody. Don't rush. Some pitch problems here for the first time, really. It's a bit of a challenging spot, so I recognize that, but it's coming out of the E flats before 37 back into the E naturals at 37. The C naturals back into the C sharp. Just don't rush. And this bowing tends to rush a lot down, short, short, down, short, short, down, short, or down, up, down, up. And what happens is that people don't use enough bow on the quarter note, and they use too much bow on the eighth notes, and that's what ends up pushing the tempo. Good, very solid, good energy, very well prepared performance on that piece. And I think there are a lot of things you're doing very, very well. I'm glad that you're spending time on the fundamentals and those things like rushing and the bow distribution and bow usage, the long, short, short, long, short, short, are things that you just continue to work at and spend time practicing. Looking forward now to this beautiful, beautiful folk song here. That's one of the prettiest folk tunes out there, and I heard it so many different ways. And again, we're a little slower than it needs to be. Perfect example of fourth finger there, fiddles. Measure five. And again in measure seven. Feels bring up that C natural more for the downbeat of measure eight. Shuttle shift up there, right? Play vibrato on those notes. No open A's. I love that you're able to control the tempo and the tone when you play slowly. What we don't have right now is the sense of musical line, the poetic line that underscores the tempo and the speed of this piece. It just moves a little too adagio. That we don't end up sounding a little bit lethargic and kind of weighted and tired, which is what can happen here when we go this slowly. More energy, more intensity, right? So this is, the tune is about a river, the Afton River, right? And how it flows by. And right now, the river is not flowing very well. It's kind of really stuck a little bit. So we're hovering right around 60 beats a minute, just as a point of reference. And at times we've been much slower than that, and the tempo indicated here was 80. So I won't say anything more about that, but I do think it affects your overall interpretation of the musicality in this piece. And again, this is another option. I think it shows really good repertoire for the orchestra. This is a great chance to spend more time working on vibrato. And I see a lot of you are working on that, but continue to do that. And also, it's a chance to work on third position for the more students who are really comfortable in first position, be able to shift and move up. Fourth position for the cellos, third position for the violas. The basses already are shifting around. So, nicely prepared. All right. Your last piece here by Ellen Lee Silva. Nice job, solo. We get an example where fourth finger is so much better for the E. Bigger crescendo. Don't anticipate the downbeat. D, yum, bum, bum. You jump just a little bit on the entrance there, 27. Don't rush. Tita, 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 tita. Yes, a different tempo here than what you had just a few measures ago. On the solo violin, make sure that your C sharp is high enough and your fourth finger also tends to be a little flat. Even shorter on the 47 on those staccato notes. Dita, 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 dita. Nice phrase ending there. Good job. Well prepared performance today. You look good on stage. You have really clearly have a strong sense about what you're doing with the instrument and a good sense of musicality. Congratulations to your teacher as well. It was a pleasure to hear you. And the things that I mentioned are not criticisms. They're just, okay, here's the next thing to work on, right? So that's what we all want as we continue to grow, is to say, all right, what's the next thing? In this case, I think vibrato, fourth finger, and then doing some position work so that you can really begin to master the instrument and be able to change different tone colors and to be able to play with a greater variety of sound and so on. But I'm really pleased with your performance, and thank you for being here for the festival. Best wishes to you.